Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 407 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to answer your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Steve, but before we get to Steve's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is LegalZoom.com, a company that has helped me many times before in the past. And did you actually know that this month is National Make-A-Will Month? Well, actually, I've made a will through LegalZoom.com, and it's very important. You can check out LegalZoom's new Last Will and Living Trust bundles. The more you plan ahead with wills and trusts and power of attorney, the more you save. And even if you're confused about all the options, you know, they have great online resources and estate planning tools to help you figure out what you need. They're not a law firm, but they have a network of independent attorneys in most states to help you out if you need it. So don't procrastinate when it comes to protecting your family. Get legal help when you can at LegalZoom.com today. Don't forget to enter Pat during checkout to save even more. LegalZoom.com, promo code Pat. All right, here's today's question from Steven.
Hi, Pat. It's Steve here from South Coast, New South Wales, Australia. Hey, Pat, total newbie here. I've been lost on your site for weeks. I've moved forward a little bit, read what neat site I want to use. Might have to narrow it down just a little bit more. The one that I'm setting up. But, Pat, I'm going crazy trying to get my head around keywords and analytics. I'm assuming that I need my site name to reflect an appropriate keyword result. But, Pat, I'm struggling to get my head around Google Analytics. The site itself presents itself completely different to any videos that I've viewed on the site. At this present moment, no, none, nil excess dollars to spend on, say, you know, is it SEMrush or Longtail Pro? It's basically starting off on the smell of an oily rag. I think that might be an Australian phrase. Anyway, it means I'm pretty broke, meaning I need freebies to kick off. And once monetized, then I can reinvest in the site. So, Pat, feeling really stuck. Super keen, excited about moving forward and exploring, making a living from this industry. But right now, stuck in the mud. Any advice, greatly appreciated. Love your site and your openness and honesty. I think my wife thinks I'm having a relationship with someone called Pat. So I know you've got heaps of questions coming in, but if you can give me a heads up on that one, that would be amazing. Okay, warm regards to you and your team and your family, and thanks from Steve in the land of Oz. Hope to hear from you. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Steve? Thank you so much for the question. And yes, that expression, I believe, is an Australian expression, because I have never heard of it before. And when I went to Australia earlier this year, there were a lot of expressions I've never heard of before. So I wouldn't be surprised, but I know what you're talking about, and I'm here to help. So let's talk about keywords. Keywords are really important because they help Google and other people understand what your site is about. Now, you may have gone through a lot of articles on smartpassiveincome.com. Maybe you've heard a few more Ask Pat episodes or episodes of Smart Passive Income, the podcast, that have talked about the importance of doing your research beforehand. And that's sort of the phase you're in. So I think that's great that you are there. Now, there are a lot of tools out there that can help you do this. And you've mentioned one of them, Market Samurai. Another one is called Longtail Pro. But you do have to pay for those to get access to those tools. Now, you don't need those tools to do some of the research. Now, there's a very good tool out there that you can do, that you can use to do a lot of the research you need to do to figure out whether or not you should go into this space and what else is out there and what competitors are doing and all those sorts of things. And this tool is called Google. Yes, straight up, do Google searches on keywords related in and around your niche, the keywords that you're looking to potentially target and have your website be about. Use Google and literally just look at the top pages, see who's there, see what their articles are like, and just that helps you figure out what you're up against and where it is that you might stack up or what you could do to be different, to differentiate yourself, to position yourself in that space so that you can come in there and do something different. You know, we're at a time now where keyword research is less about kind of the numbers and, you know, the how many letters are in the domain name. You know, that it used to be like that, and those used to be part of the Google algorithm and all those sorts of things. But now we're at a point where we're like, okay, how am I going to position myself in this particular industry? What can I bring to the table that isn't there before? How can I bring a unique voice or angle or position into what everybody else is doing? And that's the most important thing. So if this is something that you're really interested in and you have a lot of passion about, or at least a lot of passion about learning about, and you're going to create a website out there, you want to create something that is different from all the other websites that are out there. So the first thing I would do is start to build a spreadsheet. And this is going to help you. Again, this is less related to the science of keyword research, but more to the promotion and the marketing and what you're going to do to stand out, which is obviously very important. Now, keywords are important. And it's important to have the specific keywords that you want to target in your domain. I mean, it doesn't have to be like that. There's a lot of great sites out there that target that target particular keywords that don't have that domain and that keyword. So it's not incredibly important. It doesn't have as much weight as it used to. But for example, viperchill.com. You don't know what that is until you go there and you see it's a site about viral marketing and online marketing and even SEO. Great site by my buddy Glenn Alsop. But Viperchill, that has nothing to do with what the site is about. It just became a brand, and that now people who know his site can associate viral marketing and online business with. So don't think it's going to be incredibly important. Don't worry if those keywords are already taken in terms of finding a .com or .net or .org about those. But again, the keyword research can help you figure out, okay, well, what else should I be giving? What other things are people in this industry actually looking for? So the first thing I would do is, like I said, go through Google, start to make a spreadsheet of all the different people out there who are in that space and what it is that is unique about those sites. Like, why, if you were to take a guess why that was number one, try and sort of decipher what that is, and it's going to be different. Why are these sites on the first top 10 in Google? I wouldn't worry too much about, well, how am I going to fit in there? Like, this one has 100 articles and this one has 50 articles, and sometimes the 50 article one ranks higher than the 100 article one, and you know, you start looking at word length. No, you don't want to have to ever get into that. It's, again, figuring out what is unique and different about those sites and why you believe Google put them there ahead of everybody else. And that'll help you figure out, well, what can I do to come out and be ahead, and what other kinds of content that can I create to stand out from everybody else that's out there? And again, you have to understand this is a long-term game. You're not going to be building this site and ranking on the top 10, not even the top 100 right away. But with the relationships in place, with basic keyword understanding in your articles, basic keyword fundamentals, for example, having the keywords in your title in the first paragraph and, you know, in some of the headers and subtitles and inside your posts as well, that's going to help you move forward. And again, just unique, valuable content as well. Now, there is a tool out there that you probably looked at, and it can be used for helping you figure out, well, how many people are searching for various keywords and things like that. And it's by Google AdWords. It's called the Keyword Planner tool. And this might be what you're referencing earlier in terms of what looks different because Google has made changes, but it is a free tool to use actually. And so you go in there, you type in various keywords, and it'll tell you how many people are searching for that keyword per month as well. And it'll also show you some related keywords that people are typing in too. Now, a great way to find related keywords, which are important because they'll show you what other keywords you can think about, write about, create products about, and things like that, start to type in your keyword into a regular Google search, and it'll start to auto-populate, and you'll see a drop-down on some of the other keywords that people are typing in as well. Make note of those. Those are important. Those are other popular keywords that people are also typing in related to what you're typing. Google wouldn't put them there unless they were important. Hit enter on some of those, and you scroll all the way down to the bottom. They'll also show you related searches, so a whole list of other keywords that will make sense to talk about and incorporate into your website as well. That's another thing you could do. Now, here's a couple other things you could do that a lot of people don't talk about. Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com and use that as a search engine to start some more research and figure out. Again, you're not going to get exact numbers, but you're going to start to see who else is out there serving that audience. They could be potential partners or people you could potentially get in front of in terms of maybe they have a website too. You can guest post on their website to bring more traffic to your site. Maybe they are in need of a product that you could potentially give to their audience, and then you'll have some sort of affiliate relationship where you give that person a commission to get in front of their audience or get on their email list or something like that. Amazon.com is a great way to go about seeing what else is out there and also what people are buying too. Start to read some of the reviews for those products too, books, whatever. 3-star reviews are the best because you'll be able to get honest answers. Ones and fives kind of sway way toward one side or way toward the other, obviously. But the 5-star reviews are where you get that, well, I like it because of this, but I don't like it because of that. Well, you can incorporate those reviews into whatever it is you end up doing and how you approach what it is that you do. iTunes is another search engine you can use to figure out who else is in that audience and serving that audience. Go to a particular podcast and see what the most popular episodes are. If you do that, you go to iTunes, you find a particular podcast related to your niche. Again, you get to hear the voice of somebody who's already serving that audience, who probably has a big audience because they have a podcast out there, or at least people listening on the other end. And again, you could potentially partner with them for that reason. But also, if you go in and see the list of their podcast episodes, you could see the ones that are the most popular. Now, the ones that are just recently published will likely have those gray bars that go up more than the others to show you that that's a popular episode. And that's pretty common because your least – or the last episode you published on iTunes is usually the one that's most popular because it's in the most people's hands and at the top of most people's minds. But also there might be some ones in the middle that will show you, wow, that's actually a very popular episode for that, for these people. If you go to mine, for example, smartpassiveincome.com, if you go and scroll down, if it lets you, sometimes Apple changes how many shows in the past they'll let you show you. But if you go down to episode 46, for example, you'll see that 46 is very popular. It has more gray bars than a lot of other ones. That's an episode with Dane Maxwell. You'll notice that episode 15, 16, and 17 are very popular as well because I mentioned those that on my Getting Started page, and a lot of people download those first. So that's a great way to also validate what is important, what topics are being talked about, and what else out there could you talk about on your own site. Or should at least pay attention to, could be a category or a subtopic that you discover on your site as well based on what's working for other people too. So keywords, important, but don't get so caught up on it, Stephen. I mean, you're going to figure out what it is that – I mean, just pick something and go. You don't have to worry too much. And yes, you can change things over time. I've done that before myself. But just pick something that you're comfortable with, go with it. And start creating content, because you know what? Every day you don't come out with content is a day that you're missing out on building a potential audience member, building an email list, selling a product, all those sorts of things. So, Steve, I hope this answers your question. If anybody else has anything to say about this episode, use the hashtag AskPat407 on Twitter. Hashtag AskPat407 on Twitter. We can continue this conversation off of the podcast as well. Steven, best of luck to you. I know how you feel because I'm there when I start new sites as well, and I know a lot of people can relate to this as well. But again, in terms of analytics, because I just saw your question here again, and you mentioned Google Analytics. Well, analytics is going to help you in terms of whatever. Whenever you eventually create that site, it's going to allow you to keep track of how much traffic's coming in. Google Webmaster Tools, you want to get set up with that as well. That'll tell you exactly what keywords people are using to search and find you eventually over time. And the Google Analytics tool, which is also free. Everything I mentioned here is free except for Longtail Pro and Market Samurai. The Google Analytics is just going to help you discover even more about where people are coming from, what's working, so you can do more of that. So hopefully that helps you. And I wish you all the best, Steve. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt over your way to Australia for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. For those of you who have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page thanks to the widget from SpeakPipe. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is LegalZoom.com. They've helped me in many ways, not just with the wills and living trust like I mentioned earlier, but they've also helped me get set up with a trademark, with an LLC, with a DBA, a doing business as, and they are very, very affordable, very, very friendly, and they have great resources too. You can get guidance from them. They're not lawyers, but they have a network of independent attorneys in most states. They're not a law firm, but they can help you still guide you through the process of all these things. So don't procrastinate. You can get legal help at LegalZoom.com. Don't forget to enter Pat, P-A-T, in the referral box at checkout to save even more. Again, that's LegalZoom.com, promo code Pat. Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode of Ask Pat. Thank you. Here is a quote to finish the day from Wendy Parasol. She said, "Google only loves you when everybody else loves you first." Gosh, that's such a good one for this episode. Did I do that on purpose? Maybe it was just coincidentally, but this is perfect. Google only loves you when everybody else loves you first. So you see, try to get in front of an audience, create content so they love you. Google will eventually catch up. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of AskPat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.